Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
The day has arrived. Not only is it game two for the Carolina Hurricanes versus the New York Rangers, it is Foo Fighters Day for Sarah.
Oh, yeah, it is. So excited.
How did Foo Fighters Day start for you?
Well, I got out of bed. That was a good start.
Right.
I'm about to have some coffee. It's so far so good. I really, not much has happened between getting out of bed and now.
I thought you'd be up. You'd be playing the music on your phone while you got ready.
Oh, no.
On your way to work. You didn't play any on the way to work?
I listen to podcasts when I wake up because it gets my brain engaged to talk. So I just listen to podcasts all the way to work.
I'm surprised, yeah, that you didn't have Foo Fighters blasting throughout the house this morning at 4:30, waking up your entire family. Guys, it's time to go. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Yes. It's Foo Fighters
exactly.
Day.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
See, that's my vibe on a concert day. First thing I do, get in the car.
So,
4:30 in the morning, play whatever that artist
is. Before I have coffee, I even forget that it's happening.
So I know it's been a minute since you've gone to a concert, really,
yeah,
for the
it has.
Three of us. So, you know, when you have a good concert in front of you, it's a very exciting day. Sorry it's on a Tuesday, not
I
a
know.
Friday.
That's why I took
or Saturday, tomorrow
off.
Which is a great idea. So today is like a Saturday for you, which is a great decision in your life to take tomorrow as a PTO day. But besides you going to the show, we really don't know much about your plans tonight. So are we getting a party bus? Like,
no.
What's the situation tonight for your Foo Fighters experience?
Just me and my friend Heather are going to go.
Okay, just the two of
Just the two of us. She's coming over. Eddie wants to cook us dinner because he's the best husband in the world. And he's like, I want to cook for you guys before you leave. And I was like, all right. So she's going to come over. Eddie's going to cook for us. And we're going to head to the show.
Nice. Good for you. What time now? Is there a tailgate that we're doing beforehand? Or are you going to get there like right when the show starts?
Well, knowing how quickly my husband cooks dinner, probably when the show starts.
Meaning,
I love my husband. He's just got a different pace of life than I do.
Meaning Eddie does not cook dinner quickly at
all. Oh, Lord, no.
He takes his time.
He's asleep, so I can say this. And I love this man a lot. But I gave him a recipe the other day. It was supposed to be a 30-minute recipe. Mm-hmm. And I am not even kidding you. It took him an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That is how long he... I don't know what he does. I don't know.
I've never known. Does he just move around in the kitchen
Eddie
like
Case. Have you ever watched Eddie move? Eddie doesn't move anywhere quickly.
No, he's not a quick person.
Everything he does is slow.
He eats very, very slow. He doesn't drive slow, though he used to. But now that he works in his car and, like, you know, he sells wine,
yes,
he has to be places, and so he's learned to drive a little faster. That's his pace.
Yes.
He's always been a slow person.
If there's anything I know about Eddie just hanging out, it's that Eddie, you're right, he's on his own beats per minute.
Yes.
He doesn't speed it up for anybody. There's no, what is it, herd mentality where you just go with whatever the rest of the vibe is. No, Eddie is... The speed limit 65, Eddie's going 40.
Let me tell you this. So
always.
When we were in New York, we got evacuated from our apartment one time for a carbon monoxide scare. It was happening. It was very scary. And so at four something in the morning, we hear on the door, and I'm up, and I'm like, what? And all I hear is our super going, get out. You got to evacuate carbon monoxide. And I was like, oh, crap. So then I go and I get our stuff and I've got my coat on, my hat on, my scarf on. I've got everything in the door within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Eddie is sauntering across the apartment in his underwear. Just going
just
to the...
in.
He's like, it'll be fine. And I was like, dude, get up. You know, he's just slow. It's just how he works.
Well, either way, Foo Fighters night for Sarah King. One of the great PTO days of all time taken.
I'm very excited. Thank you.
Which is tomorrow morning. Sarah, you have yourself a Tuesday night. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to see Dave Grohl in person.
Dave Grohl. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix.
Oh, she's sweet.
Bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Trained to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.